March 9. Follow the directions. Our fathers did eat man in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. John 6:31. The education of the Israelites included all their habits of life. Everything that concerned their well-being was a subject of divine solicitude and came within the province of divine law. It was because the Lord desired to make them his representatives that he provided them with a special bill of fare. They were placed under careful restrictions in regard to their diet. The use of flesh food was almost entirely prohibited. The people were to be holy, and the Lord knew that the use of flesh meat would be a hindrance to their advancement in spiritual life. By a miracle of mercy, he fed them with the bread of heaven. The food provided for them was of a nature to promote physical, mental, and moral strength, and the wisdom of God's choice for them was vindicated in a manner that they could not gainsay. Notwithstanding the hardships of their wilderness life, there was not a feeble one in all their tribes. If the Israelites had been given the diet to which they had been accustomed while in Egypt, they would have exhibited the unmanageable spirit that the world is exhibiting today. In the diet of men and women in this age, there are included many things that the Lord would not have permitted the children of Israel to eat. The human family, as it is today, is an illustration of what the children of Israel would have been if God had allowed them to eat the food and follow the habits and customs of the Egyptians. The history of the wilderness life of Israel was chronicled for the benefit of the Israel of God till the close of time. The record of God's dealing with the wanderers in all their marchings to and fro, in their exposure to hunger, thirst, and weariness, and in the striking manifestations of his power for their relief, is fraught with warning and instruction for his people in this age. The varied experiences of the Hebrews was a school of preparation for their promised home in Canaan. God would have his people review in these days with a humble heart and a teachable spirit the trials through which ancient Israel passed, that they may be instructed in their preparation for the heavenly Canaan. Letter 44, March 9, 1903, to Elder J. A. Burden, Manager, Sydney Sanitarium.